everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On a network that covers more roads than any other carrier, connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app. A John Cobell Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeart app. And you can hear John Cobell Show on demand on, it's the podcast, on the iHeart app as well. Oh, the Moist line is 877-MOIST-86, 877-MOIST-86. Thank you. All right, so here's the story that Daniel Gus has been working on with his Daniel Gus Substack column. You go to substack.com, and Gus is spelled G-U-S-S. And it's a follow-up on what he did last week, which we talked about extensively, is that L.A. Mayor Karen Bass and the city council, led by Paul Krikorian, they are pulling a scam. People think here in L.A. that the city parks and the rec centers are for them and their children, right? That's what we all believe. The local city rec center is for us. Well, it's not. It's apparently for illegal aliens. And all of us gets kicked out. Now, in his original story, he said that in one particular rec center, I believe it was in North Hollywood, they moved kids out of preschool. There was a preschool operating there, and the preschool kids were kicked out, told to go home. And also people who attend a regular Narcotics Anonymous meeting, out of here. They even were using rec center space to help homeless people. Homeless people, out. What are you?
Out!
You Americans? Uh-uh.
Out!
This is Los Angeles. Facilities aren't for Americans in Los Angeles.
Out!
And this is what galls me. Karen Bass is really good at going on TV during this hyped-up storm to assure everyone that they're on top of things. They're monitoring the storm, and city services are available, and the police and the fire are out there, all right? And she's trying to act like Superbom. Behind the scenes, what you don't know is some families, their kids don't have preschool anymore. They're supposed to have preschool online, which is not a thing. There's no such thing as online preschool. And you're in the midst of a drug addiction, and you're hoping the Narcotics Anonymous meeting is going to get you through the day, right? Another session to try to keep your recovery moving along? Uh-uh. And the thing is, nobody, and this is what Gus found out in his new story, nobody's denying this. And nobody wants to talk about it. The one thing is the El Segundo Times doesn't touch these stories. because their purpose in life is to be a public relations agency for the city council and Karen Bass. They're like the official PR. They're the official PR specialists to make everybody look good. So when you're trying to make, and I don't know what their investment is other than it's all the writers and the editors are into this progressive death cult. So he says City Hall and the LA Times are desperately codependent. So the truth be damned once again. They ignore the graft, the suffering, and what may be the criminality. So Gus had someone who goes to the Narcotics Anonymous meetings call Paul Krikorian, city council president, the chief of staff, someone named Caro Tarasian, and his media guy, Hugh Esten, to ask about all the displacement at this rec center in North Hollywood. They all refused to answer any of the questions. They're not denying what's going on. They just refused to talk about it. And Daniel Gus asked questions, the same questions of Zachary Seidel, who is a media guy for Bass. Same thing of Nithya Raman, who I hope will lose her primary to Ethan Weaver. Nobody's responding. And according to Gus, his expose triggered a good deal of panic behind the scenes because Gus said he passed along his column to the House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer and the House Budget Committee Chair Jody Arrington in case federal funds were being misused. Oh, well, that would cause panic, right? Because maybe some federal funds are leaking in to Los Angeles and they end up at these rec centers. There's all kinds of federal money that sloshes around. Well, if any of those dollars ended up at the rec center, what they're doing might be violating federal law or the terms of getting the money. How can you give illegal aliens shelter and kick out Americans, American children, Americans who are looking for drug rehabilitation, Americans that you're providing homeless shelter to? How do you kick out the Americans so that the illegal aliens can own the space? It gets worse. Because some of the rec centers had previously given shelter to these illegal aliens, and the city employees misidentified them as homeless people, which I guess technically they are, but they're illegal alien homeless. They're not American homeless. And those rec centers are not answering questions either. Some of the staffers had told Gus that Karen Bass's staff told them to lie about who was being housed there. Now they're claiming there's nobody there and the rec centers are undergoing a deep cleaning. And he said a deep cleaning? Well, when are the homeless people going to come back? When are the Narcotics Anonymous people and the preschool kids going to come back? And they said, well, it's not going to be anytime soon because these rec centers are undergoing renovations. And Gus asked, well, why would the city have a deep cleaning before a renovation? Why do you need a deep cleaning? Did the migrants foul the place so badly? Are they lying about the renovation? Obviously, as Gus writes, this makes no sense. So they're lying and they're covering up something. These were perfectly good venues for preschools, civic groups to have their meetings, and for other uses like homeless shelters. And now everybody's out in the street, kicked out. And now they're miraculously having renovations and deep cleanings. This is going on in a number of centers, I'm sure, around the city. And we're getting screwed. We're getting ripped off because the locals can't use the rec centers they're paying for, that we're all paying for. And I hope they're using federal money. And I hope now there's a federal investigation for this. And of course, the LA Times had any shame, they'd investigate this. But again, they're part of the progressive death cult. So it's one big sick club. But thanks to Daniel Guss for not only reporting on it, and this is something that most other outlets don't do. He goes back the next week and he reports on it again. And he contacts all these people or has others contact the people and ask the questions again and again. They don't do one, not just a hit and run. I hate hit and run stories. You cover something once, you find something unbelievable, and then it disappears. This is the way how, you know, journalism ought to work. We got more coming up.
You're listening to John Kobelch on demand from KFI AM 640.
So Deborah's favorite story of the day, the National Transportation Safety Board says that the Alaska Airlines plane that, well, that door plug blew out. It left the factory without the bolts.
Isn't that unbelievable?
It is. I've been looking through, the New York Times put out a story within the last couple hours in great detail. And I'm staring at this and I'm reading it like 2-3 times because I can't believe what I'm reading.
I want to see people fired over this.
You would think they're not mentioned who specifically is responsible. But there were 4 bolts that were removed and were not replaced. The plane, the fuselage for this Boeing plane was actually manufactured in Malaysia. And then they sent it to that Spirit AeroSystems, that's a Boeing supplier, in Wichita. And from Wichita, it goes on to Renton, Washington.
How much you want to bet they actually got a pizza party out of this?
Yeah, the least they should do is rescind that pizza party, right? Make the employees pay. Because that's the reward. If you get, I don't know what the exact parameters are, but if you have a clean assembly line and things are moving, and the plane goes on to Washington, the workers on the assembly line get a pizza party.
How about this? If you don't forget significant parts like bolts for a door plug, then you'll get a friggin' pizza party.
Well, the incentive was not to report problems on the assembly line.
Right. And so so I would like to know who was the person that made that incentive, because that person should lose his or her job.
So this fuselage shows up in Renton, Washington, and they took the door plug off the fuselage because they saw damaged rivets on the body of the plane. So they had to fix the damaged rivets. To do that, they took the door plug off. Then they put the plug back on. They have a photo. And they have little blue circles on the photo showing where the bolts were not assembled. But they're not saying who or how many people did not do their job here and how many review employees didn't do the inspection properly. The safety board said it appeared not all the bolts were put back into place. And the image, the photo, was attached to a text message between Boeing team members on September 19th. They were discussing interior restoration after the rivet rework was completed. There was no evidence that the door plug was opened again after it left the factory, and the plane is delivered to Alaska Airlines at the end of October. Now, remember, the plane was flying regularly between October and January when the plug blew, and 3 times the pressure light went off. And 3 times they checked to see if what would cause these pressure problems. But they never looked at the door plug, and they never looked at the missing bolts. I don't know what they looked at.
This is just a complete failure on so many levels.
Yeah, that's what struck me, is there had to be a lot of employees who should have noticed it. Right. When they put the plug back on, how many employees does it take to put a plug back on? Isn't there a checklist of, you know, check the rivets, check the bolts, check this, check that. And then there's got to be another person or group of people who check the what the mechanics did, right? The mechanics have a checklist, and then the quality control people have a checklist.
But when those lights go on, right, three times, right? So those maintenance people, if they were doing their jobs, they should have found the problem, wouldn't you think?
Yeah. The fuselage originally was shipped to Boeing on August 20th and arrived at the factory on August 31st. And then the damaged rivets, which are used to join and secure parts on the planes, were flagged on September 1st. So as soon as the plane showed up, they noticed the rivets were damaged. The rivets weren't damaged because the plane was already operating. It hadn't gone up in the air yet. And they noticed this damage. So they take the door off to help with the rivet repair and then don't put the bolts back on. So there's a lot of things going wrong here. The plane was delivered to Alaska Airlines, and then it had wireless internet equipment installed in Oklahoma City. But the contractor did that work, said that it modified about 60 planes, MAX 9 planes, but did not have to remove the door plugs. So this is causing huge problems for Boeing because they were supposed to move 50 planes a month out of the factory, and right. Now it's down to 38.
Well, how can you trust the company?
No, I wouldn't trust the company. They've got something systemically, as they say, wrong with the company. And I think there is, I don't know if it's a morale problem. People have lost, are not being incentivized properly. They lost pride in their work. I mean, that's the root cause of a lot of stuff. People don't have pride in their work anymore.
Okay, then you know what? Then those people can leave and find other jobs, and let's hire people that really care. But then we're going to say, oh, well, but there aren't anybody left, right? There's nobody that wants these jobs.
You know, there's...
There has to be somebody that cares enough.
When they had the COVID lockdown, they gave a lot of buyouts to people, and a lot of the older employees left. And I don't think they've been replaced with the same kind of skill and the same kind of drive. It's almost old-fashioned now to care about your job. I think people are embarrassed to even say that out loud.
But you know what? Again, we've talked about this before. There are certain jobs that are a little more important than others.
Yeah.
And you're talking about people's safety. Anybody who is going to be a mechanic on a plane needs to care about their jobs or get out. And find somebody else. It's not like you're working at a radio station, right? I mean, come on. You're putting together planes, for God's sake.
We don't have quality control here, but we're not going to hurt anybody.
Right, no one's going to die.
By the way, they're looking at raising the retirement age of pilots to 67 from 65 because they're out of pilots. Too many of them took the buyout. So I don't know, but I see Joe Biden in the cockpit. When I board.
You're going to turn around?
I'm drawing the line on that. All right, we come back. The violence from illegal aliens in New York City. Boy, what a story yesterday. Good Lord. About this 62-year-old woman getting dragged along the street. I'll explain coming up.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You can work from the road while turning your vehicle into a powerful high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. on the network that covers more roads than any other carrier. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls. Finish up that presentation or answer last-minute emails. Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to see if you're eligible for a free trial today. Based on independent third-party data, always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
Moist line is 877 Moist 86. Get your call in, 877 Moist 86. There is a terrible video going around the internet showing a 62-year-old woman getting dragged along a street in New York City after an illegal alien moped gang. And I'm looking at the video right now. I mean, they robbed a cell phone right out of their hands, and they started beating this robbery victim mercilessly, kicking. It looks like there's two stories here. In one case, a woman is being dragged along the road, and then a guy is being just pummeled with fists and kicks, and both from these illegal alien moped gangs. They are connected to dozens of attacks, 62 thefts. The ringleader is a Venezuelan illegal alien named Victor Parra. He was released by a judge in December. He'd gotten arrested for grand larceny, and then the judge let him go. And what he does is, using WhatsApp, he tells his employees, the thieves, to bring some phones, and he'll pay them. He pays them like $300 to $600 a phone. And then Parra sends the phone to buyers in Miami or Houston or foreign countries like Colombia and Venezuela. They travel around on scooters. The scooter drivers make $100 a day. The phone snatcher makes $300 to $600. And then Parra, the boss, has a hacker break into the financial or banking apps on the phone so they can make fraudulent purchases. 62 times this gang is connected, 62, to these thefts. To see the video of the woman getting dragged down the street or the man getting punched and beaten, it's terrible. And according to one police official, the network of thieves predominantly live in the migrant shelter system. The migrant is the polite word for the illegal aliens. They use social media platforms to organize and coordinate this, and this is how they operate. You see, this is why these crimes are much more prevalent, because you've got communications technology now that didn't exist not too long ago. So the thieves, they're busting in over the border, right? Since Joe Biden has no border, and this is by design, these young guys are coming to New York. Why should they get a job? If you can make $600 to steal a phone, and what you do is you just come by on a moped and grab a woman's purse, or you just start beating the crap out of somebody, punching and kicking them. And nobody, if people get arrested, there's no bail, there's no jail. So wouldn't you do that all day? And I actually saw a quote from some professor saying, well, you know, you got to get at the root cause of poverty and lack of jobs. No, you stop it. You stop it, you moron. You actually have a college degree? Poverty. They make much better money doing much less work. It's really not hard to beat the crap out of a 62-year-old woman if you surprise her and take her purse. The illegal aliens who beat up the cops, even the cops are getting flattened in New York City. If you remember, some stupid church group put those illegal aliens on a bus and they were headed for California. Well, they've been arrested now and taken into custody in Phoenix. And ICE now has them. The district attorney in Manhattan who let these illegal alien cop attackers go is getting a lot of heat and a lot of criticism. They were eligible for bail, but Bragg claims his hands were tied by the no bail law since the prosecutors couldn't prove that the defendants were the guys on the tape. When it was time to request bail, except the cops would have been able to identify them. You saw them on the tape where... This is crazy. One congresswoman says there are laws that ban... And New York has passed all these stupid laws banning cooperation between NYPD, the state courts, and ICE. The mayor of New York, the old mayor, the idiot Bill de Blasio, he had signed bills limiting cooperation with immigration officials in any enforcement activities. Even Andrew Cuomo signed an executive order that prevents ICE agents from detaining an illegal immigrant charged with a crime in certain situations. Well, to some extent, yeah, everybody's hands are tied. This is what the politicians wanted. This is what the governor and the mayor of New York City wanted. Of course, the governor's out of office now, Cuomo. De Blasio's out of office now. Now you have this huge surge of migrants. 170,000, I heard, in New York City. Yeah, this is Joe Biden's world. 170,000 migrants in New York City, and normal, innocent people are getting savagely attacked on the streets. And then they catch the illegal aliens, and nobody puts them away. Not the judge, the prosecutors, nobody. Now they're finally caught in Arizona. When we come back... we got another clip of Joe Biden getting the president. Well, he's getting two presidents of France confused. One is living, one is dead. And he's also getting confused as to whether the dead one is from Germany or France. If you can't follow that, don't worry. He couldn't follow it either. We'll play you the clip coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand. From KFI AM 640.
Right after 3 o'clock, we're going to talk with Brian Jones. He's the Republican Senate Minority Leader, and he's got a group of Democrats and Republican senators and government officials and homeless advocates. He's got a Senate bill that he says would compassionately address homeless encampments, modeled after a successful San Diego program. We'll explain what this is about. The purpose here is to get the encampments cleared off public streets and sidewalks and parks. So let's see what it's about coming up. First I heard of it. We'll talk after 3 o'clock here. All right, Joe Biden. Now, I should set this up so you understand this. This was over the weekend, a campaign speech in Las Vegas. The French president, Emmanuel Macron, Biden said he met with Macron, except he called him François Mitterrand. Now, Mitterrand used to be the president of France, but he died in 1996. So understand that Biden starts talking about a guy who died 28 years ago. And he seems not to understand whether Mitterrand is from Germany or France. I don't know if that clears things up, but you will have Joe take a crack at it. Play the clip.
People have pled guilty. You know, right after I was elected, I went to what they call a G7 meeting, all the NATO leaders. And it was in the south of England. And I sat down and I said, America's back. And Mitterrand from Germany, I mean, from France, looked at me and said, said, you know, how long are you back for? And I looked at him, and the Chancellor of Germany said, what would you say, Mr. President, if you picked up the paper tomorrow in the London Times, and the London Times said, 1,000 people break through the House of Commons, break down the doors, 2 bobbies are killed in order to stop the election of the Prime Minister, what would you say? I never thought about it from that perspective. What would we say if that happened in another democracy around the world?
Should I play that again?
Play that again. Now that you know what's coming, listen.
You know, right after I was elected, I went to what they call a G7 meeting, all the NATO leaders. It was in the south of England, and I sat down and I said, "America's back." And Mitterrand from Germany, I mean, from France, looked at me and said, you know, how long are you back for? And I looked at him, and the Chancellor of Germany said, what would you say, Mr. President, if you picked up the paper tomorrow in the London Times, and the London Times said, 1,000 people break through the House of Commons, break down the doors, right. 2 bobbies are killed in order to stop the election of the Prime Minister.
Yes.
What would you say? I never thought about it from that perspective. What would we say if that happened in another democracy around the world?
God. So in that context, we're going to play another cut. Now, it looks like the border deal is dead in Congress. And Biden is blaming Trump. It's actually a really bad deal, and I'll explain that in a minute. But here's Biden. Biden has issued dozens and dozens of executive orders undoing everything that Trump did. I don't care what you think of Trump. He was absolutely right on the border, and his executive orders slowed the illegal alien flow to a trickle. It absolutely, it's a fact. I don't care. You don't like him. That's a fact. And Biden is a disaster on the border. But again, it's by design. Because again, they want to destabilize our country. When you send in all these criminals into New York City to beat up the locals, beat up the police, and nobody goes to jail, I can only assume you're trying to do damage to our society. But I don't see an upside to this at all. There aren't jobs for these people. In fact, their jobs are to steal phones and beat up cops. That's what they do all day. But here's Biden somehow blaming Trump for the deal collapsing.
But if the bill fails, I want to be absolutely clear about something. The American people are going to know why it failed. I'll be taking this issue to the country. And the voters are going to know that it's not just a moment. Just at the moment, we're going to secure the border and fund these other programs. Trump and the MAGA Republicans said no. Because they're afraid of Donald Trump. Afraid of Donald Trump. Every day between now and November, the American people are going to know that the only reason the border is not secure is Donald Trump and his MAGA Republican friends. It's time for Republicans in the Congress to show a little courage, to show a little spine, to make it clear to the American people that you work for them, not for anyone else. I know who I work for. I work for the American people.
He's so full of crap. He's senile and he's full of crap. Because if you actually read the bill, it gives Biden a mandate to close the border if there's an average of 5,000 people a day crossing. In other words, 5,000 people a day could continue to cross the border every day of the year before Biden has a mandate to close it. And even then, he has the power to override that provision. He could just declare some kind of an emergency. So in effect, there is no limit in this bill to the number of people who come over. At the very least, it's $5,000 a day, which would be about 1.8 million illegal aliens. We have an illegal immigration system that lets in over 1 million people every year, and that should be enough. You can play with that number one way or the other, but we have a system that now lets over 1 million people in. This proposal, this stupid border bill, it's a complete lie. It's would let in 1.8 million illegally. Why? Under the current law, the president is already supposed to be excluding illegal immigrants. His job's already in writing. He can exclude everybody. There's actually money, unspent money, to build the wall. There's also materials that were left over from the Trump administration to build the wall, and Biden sold them off. So it's a total scam. It's a total lie. And this is what they do. They come up with a phony baloney bill that presumably lets in 1.8 million. And then if Biden feels like it, he could let in an unlimited number. Well, what's the point of this? This is ridiculous. This is stupid. And then he goes on and says, oh, it's Trump's fault. Jeez, go take a nap. Honestly, there's got to be something better than this. All right, we come back. We are going to be talking to, I know we're talking to somebody. I had it in front of me here. Brian Jones, that's right. I just said it a minute ago. Brian Jones is the Republican Senate Minority Leader, and he's got a group of Democrat and Republican state senators and others, and he's got a bill that would compassionately clear encampments around the state. What does that mean? What are the details? Well, we'll tell you when we come back and see if this sounds like it'll work. Deborah Mark is live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.